Hello, and welcome to Hill by the River, the podcast that features the people and ministries of the Community Presbyterian Church of Ben Avon. Today we are outside at the church picnic on June 4th, and we're going to talk with various members of the church and about how they feel about it, what they take from it, what we hope for the future. Anyway, please join me in welcoming a bunch of congregation people. Thank you. So, hello, could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Larry Jones. I am an elder here at CPCBA, and I'm proud of that, very proud of that. I like this church. It grabbed me. The pastor, who is no longer here, but Donna, she really touched us in a special way, and we enjoy it here. The people are nice and friendly and bubbly, and I'm not used to bubbly.
It's not really a Presbyterian thing.
No, I'm not. But it is good. I'm a member here, obvious. Well, yeah, because I'm also an elder, but it was a choice. I felt no obligation to join, and we attended here for years before we actually joined. So. But right now, things are good, and I'm having fun at the picnic.
Oh, that's...
And I'm surprised to see all these people. There's a lot of people here.
It's a great day. Yeah, that's
it
for
is.
Sure.
And the weather is absolutely perfect.
Yes. So tell me, what do you look for into the future for our church?
I don't know. I truly don't. I just hope that God just continues to lead and guide us. I'm looking forward to doing additional music. I know that the music right now is real special, and it's very traditional music, and maybe we'll get into some more contemporary music. Who knows?
That'd be fun.
Who knows? Yeah, it could be fun. It could be. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, great. Well, we're so glad that you're here, and thank you for speaking with us on the podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for asking me.
Sure. Okay, see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, welcome to the Hill by the River podcast. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Mark Shannon. I'm a former member of the Emsworth UP Church, and I started coming to what I call the Ben Avon Church. There's too long of a name for me to remember it all. But I started coming about a year and a half ago after our church closed, and we migrated up the hill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. And you've been pretty active. You're always in the Bible study, I understand.
Yes, I belong, I'm a part of the group that meets on Wednesday mornings at the church or online. Mm-hmm. We study the texts that are going to be used in the service on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The motto is, come for the Bible lessons and stay for the tangents we get off on.
Really? So there are a lot of tangents?
Oh, yeah. A lot of interesting side trails and byways that all come together at the end.
Oh, that's great. So what do you hope for the future of this church? We are in a bit of transition right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm actively praying for the members of the PNC committee, and I hope that they'll have wisdom and discernment to choose a good pastor, and that the elders and the PNC and the deacons all get together and have some time to pray together about it and pray individually. And I think that with the number of youth children that are in the congregation, that this church is set up for a great future.
Oh, that's great to hear. Well, we're so glad that you made the trip up the hill from Emsworth over to Ben Avon, and thank you, Mark.
Thank you, and it's good to be here. I think it was a good move for us.
I think it was too. Great, thanks. Oh, hi. Well, thanks for stopping by. Sure. Could you please introduce yourself?
Okay, thank you. My name is Ralph Fink. I live in Ben Avon, have been here for almost 30 years. I joined Presbyterian Church here in probably the late 90s. Brent Dugan was the pastor at that time. He knew me. We kind of had a friendship, and next thing you know, he invited me to the church, and it felt like a home. It really was. My children were a lot younger. They enjoyed coming here, being involved in the music. Since then, I've been on several committees.
Mm-hmm.
I've been an elder. My wife is currently a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
We like the church. We like the people. We like what it stands for, and we like the direction it's heading. And when I come here on a Sunday morning and I can count 24 young children all here and enthusiastic and involved, that says to me this church is going to grow, it's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good place. It's a, I hope I never have to leave this community. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, we feel the same way. Yeah, we don't want you to leave either. That's nice that you knew Brent from the neighborhood, and then you came down. Well, that's neat. He's a big part of this church.
He was. You know, and quite frankly, I was a member of a different denomination earlier on that wasn't really meeting my needs as my children started to get into that grade school area.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't fit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time for a change.
Mm-hmm.
And that change was really beneficial to my family and its growth. And
oh, that's great. And what do you hope for the future?
What do I hope for the future? I hope that this church just remains and grows and continues to, well, those young children I talked about, the 24 or thereabouts that show up, and that I hope they realize it's a home. It's not just someplace you come with your parents and that you meet friends and maybe you marry some of them even. Who knows?
Who knows?
Or you marry somebody else and you bring them here, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many people who went away to college and come back. So that says something about the community and even more than that, the church, because if they can't, unfortunately, afford a home in Ben Avenue to start off, they start off somewhere else. But you know what? They come back on Sundays. They're here.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's good to see them. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks
appreciate
for doing this.
You're welcome. See you next Sunday.
Sometimes when I read in the Sunday well, I just really see the
Hi. Thanks for stopping by. So tell me, what's your name?
My name is Jenny. Her name is Molly.
Your name is Molly. Oh, hi, Molly. And you guys are both pretty active with the children's ministry, right?
Well, I'm Sister Rosie and Leah.
So Molly, you've been around for a while. What do you like about this church?
Everything.
Yes, they are. Yeah, people are nice. Do you like the teachers? Do you? And your mom is Cassie, right?
No. Your mom is Cassie. Your mom's Cassie, isn't it?
Your mom is Cassie.
You love Cassie, don't you?
Yeah, you love Cassie. Yeah.
Because she lives at my house.
She lives at your house. Yeah, she'll be.
If I didn't have my mom, I would only have my dad.
I know, and lonely. How old are you? You're four.
Four and a half.
Okay. And Molly, you're a little bit older.
13.
You're 13. What grade are you in?
Going into eighth.
You're going into eighth. Oh, gosh. How do you like that?
Good.
I'm going in kindergarten. Too.
You're going into kindergarten. Oh, great. So we're so happy to have you here at church.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Okay, you'll be on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye. Hi, what's your name?
Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
But you can call me Rosalind.
Rosalind, okay, how old are you, Rosalind?
I'm 7. Last Sunday was my birthday.
Oh, it was? Oh, gosh. So how do you, so did you celebrate it at church?
Yes.
What did you do for your birthday?
I got something.
You went to lunch.
And you know where I go?
Where?
Olive Garden, and I got to get a dessert.
Oh, wow. That's great. So tell me, what do you like about the church?
Everything.
Oh, that's
great.
Oh, you don't like to sit down. Oh, so how do you like the Sunday school program?
What?
Of course, you're a little prejudiced. I think you're...
My mommy was the one who made it so we could have some Sunday camp.
Yeah, the kids camp.
Yeah, your mom's doing a great job. So you
and also sunbathe when we do at night.
Uh-huh. So have you made a lot of friends here at church?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Well, Rosie, thank you for stopping by.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lynn Robertson.
Hi, Lynn. And Lynn, have you been, I know you're very active in the church. Could you tell us some of the things you've done?
Oh, yes. I've been an elder, mm-hmm. a deacon. Mm-hmm. I also am a Stephen ministry leader and continue to do that.
Uh-huh.
I've been on the flower committee. I've been on outreach.
Maybe the ones that you're not on.
Yeah.
That might be easier.
I've been a little bit of everything. I've taught Sunday school. Just about anything that they need help with.
And how long have you been at this church, at CPCBA?
I've been at this church close to 20 years.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And we really, really enjoy the church.
Uh-huh.
As I said earlier, you know, we spend our time between North Carolina and here, but we... actually watch every service on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a great way to stay in touch.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So we really are so happy that it is available live stream so that we can watch it.
Oh, that's good. Well, next best thing to being there.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's good. So what do you hope for the future of this church?
Well, I want to continue to see it grow,
mm-hmm.
Continue to do all the outreach mm-hmm. and be as inclusive
mm-hmm.
and diverse as it can be.
Yeah, we're working. Yeah, it seems like it's happening.
I think so too. My background is nursing, and I'm a doctor in public health.
Mm-hmm.
So all my efforts through my career have been in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really am so happy to see mm-hmm. that we're branching out more and more. Because mm-hmm. I think there's so many needy people out there.
Oh, there are. Yeah, and we're really blessed here. And the nice thing is that this is a very sharing congregation, and it seems like people really want to reach out.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's part of what drew us to the church,
mm-hmm.
was the friendliness and the fact that community was very important, just like what's in its name.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, that's a great way to sum it up. Well, thank you for stopping by, Lynn.
Thank you.
And enjoy the summer in Pittsburgh.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, see ya. Hi, welcome to the podcast. Could you please introduce yourself and tell us about, you know, your involvement with the church?
Well, name's Stephen Malo, and I'm a deacon here at the church. I've been attending for a number of years, almost 10 years at this point.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah.
And you have a family, a big family?
Two children.
Uh-huh.
You know, 10-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are running around here mm-hmm. with the music in the background.
Yeah, and I see your lovely wife has walked by.
You got him.
Yes, uh-huh. I did. And you are?
Alyssa Malo.
And Alyssa, yes, and you have your two kids are pretty active. How do they like the children's program here?
Oh, they love it.
Yeah, they really do. Mm. They're excited to come every week. And when we don't get here, it's sometimes a bit of a meltdown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to see their friends. I was just saying, it's nice. Our youngest, she's finding her own crew today, not just following
in her sister's
big
shadow.
Sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's nice to know.
That's been nice.
And now it's finally getting big enough that, you know, they can find their little pockets of friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, but still be one cohesive group. One thing I've noticed, it seems like it is a very cohesive group of kids.
Yeah, it is. Like we were during the service and the kids were running around. I was kind of like looking to check on Karis. And then I heard some, you know, other kids calling her. One of the bigger girls called her over. And so it was like they were taking care of each other and didn't have to worry.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what do you two hope for the future of this church?
Well, I'm looking forward to continued growth. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like we're a welcoming body that's very nurturing, and you know, it's a place where everyone fits in.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, that is sometimes hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spent many years looking for a congregation, and you know, it wasn't until we came here and heard a good sermon that we just said, you know, that's the place we could be.
Preschool Sunday. Our oldest was in preschool here. We listened to the sermon and we just kind of looked at each other and thought, oh my, I think this is where we're supposed to be.
We were very picky. I know I was very picky about churches. So.
I think it's been very healing for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by and glad you're here.
Thanks.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. What's your name?
Annalise.
Hi, Annalise. And how old are you?
10.
10. What grade is that?
4.
4.
Soon to be 5th.
It's soon to be 5th. Okay, great. So how do you like being at this church?
I love being at it. It seems very friendly, and I have a lot of friends here.
You seem to. I see you running around and having a good time. That's great. Oh, so what's your favorite subject?
Science.
Science. Good for you. That's great. So what else do you like? Do you like Cassie? Do you like how she's a good teacher, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. And what other friends do you, can you tell us a little bit more about the Sunday school group?
There's Lily and Effie. They're sisters.
Oh, okay.
And they can see ghosts.
Oh, wow.
There's also Elsie. She can see ghosts,
too. Am I allowed to have that balloon?
Wow.
There's also Ava.
Ava.
And she can get possessed by ghosts.
Okay, that's Ellen. There's Ava right there. Ava has a lot of questions, and you ask a lot of questions, don't you, Ava? Yeah. That's great. Oh, good. Well, I'm so glad you stopped by. Did you want to say anything to anybody out in podcast land?
No.
No? Okay. That's fine. Okay, thank you for stopping by.
Yay.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jessie Mullen. I'm 20 and I've been going to this church forever.
Yeah. Yes, and your dad, Steve, and your mom, Brenda Mellon, are very, very active members of this church. So tell me, so what year, now I believe you're in college.
Yes.
Where are you going?
I go to Kent State University in Ohio, and I'm going to be a senior this year.
You're going to be a senior?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. Now, are you the youngest of the three?
Yeah.
My gosh. Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. Wow. Well, that's neat. So what are you majoring in?
I'm double majoring in psychology and sociology, and then I'm getting minors in urban studies and nonprofit studies. So.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, lots of stuff to do.
You must be going to school 24 hours a day. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, tell me, so you grew up in this church. When you went to college, what did you take from this church to college with you?
I think definitely the idea of a built community really stuck with me. Because this church is so many walks of life come here and they'll come together. And I've known people for so long, that type of community you don't get just anywhere. So you kind of have to create that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to college, I really looked for that. And now I'm an RA.
I've
been for a couple years. So I try to create a community there too in that same way, because people are always, they're coming from everywhere, just like they do here at church. And they're all looking for somewhere to belong. So I think that's really special.
Oh, that's great. So this is, you're a senior this year.
Yeah.
With all your different majors, what do you want to do after college?
Right now I'm looking at either urban planning and working in cities, or some kind of nonprofit work. I just love living in the city, so anything that has to do with that is really where I want to go.
I like a city too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, I am so glad that you stopped by, and good luck in school. Well, you have the summer. What are you doing this summer?
This summer I'm working at Target.
Okay.
And I'm doing summer research with my professor, so that'll be fun.
Okay, well, I'm sure I'll see you at Target then. Okay. Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. You're welcome.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. Could you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Olivia Lawn. My mom is Diana Petresca. And I have been coming to CPCBA for about 12 years now.
Great. And so what are you doing in life right now?
I just graduated from Wake Forest University in North Carolina. I majored in biology and psychology, and I'm moving in a few weeks to begin a job in Boston.
Oh, that's exciting. Wow, I can't believe these last 4 years have gone so fast.
I know, they've really flown by.
Yeah, I remember your graduating class. Can you tell us a little bit about them at the church?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was, I think, 9 girls and 1 boy. We were from a couple different school districts, but it was a really fun year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of the nice thing about CPCBA. We are starting to, it's not just Ben Avon. We have lots of people from the North Hills and around the area. So that's great. So what have you stayed in contact with people from CPCBA?
Yes, I am definitely here every time I come back from school. So summer and winter breaks, and occasionally at school I'll get a card from CPCBA just reminding me that they're thinking of me and praying for me. So it's really nice to stay in touch that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's neat. So you've brought throughout your life some of the things you've learned here brought with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I just love the atmosphere of our church and how welcoming and friendly it is. And just the community that we have, and I really look for that wherever I go to try to find that place where I feel so welcomed and like I belong.
Mm-hmm. Wow, well, what are you going to be doing in your new career?
I'm working at a hospital doing clinical research.
Wow, well, this is so exciting, and I really wish you all the best in Boston. Don't forget Pittsburgh, and of course... Don't root for the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, go Steelers. And thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
And that's a wrap for this episode of Hill by the River. Thanks for listening to the voices of the members and friends of the Community Presbyterian Church of Ben Avon. Subscribe or follow Hill by the River so you never miss out on what's happening with our active congregation. To learn more about our church, visit the website www.cpcba.org. Have a blessed day.